Now, this might be actually more important than polio. West Nile virus causing acute flaccid paralysis. This is a very rare complication of West Nile virus. However, because West Nile virus infection is relatively common, especially, I mean, obviously only during summertime. So that's something that we need to keep in mind. Again, just like polio, West Nile virus causes a viral syndrome. It doesn't necessarily affect the nervous system. However, if it does affect the nervous system, that would cause meningitis and or encephalitis. A patient will present with the meningitis picture. CSF will show viral meningitis. West Nile virus antibodies are present in the CSF. A lot of times, within a few days, this patient very rapidly will develop weakness, diffuse weakness, flaccidity all over, decrease to absent reflexes, and that's what we call acute flaccid paralysis. It commonly involves the diaphragm and causes respiratory failure. Generally speaking, this condition has poor prognosis.